AlcaVision.com.
America Tonight. Hi, everybody. My name's Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between, wherever you hail, I hope, hail from. I hope you had a great Father's Day. An interesting weekend for some in Chicago, and it could have been worse for those in Washington, both having to do with flights. In Chicago, there was a 5-hour computer outage that just shut down United Airlines Friday night and even early Saturday. And I'll tell you what, the first thing I thought when I heard about this, first of all, for the passengers, you had thousands of people that were stranded. They canceled, you know, 36 flights and had hundreds of delays, and they don't have an explanation for the glitch, but they say it could have been much, much worse. You think of somebody trying to plan some kind of an attack, where do you think they're what do you think they're going for? Take out the technology. Take out the technology. A lot of people say bridges and tunnels and leaving backpacks and that whole thing of blowing them up. But really, if you could talk about viruses or ways to shut down air traffic and whatnot, this would be a perfect example of it. People that are frustrated beyond belief, laying on the floors in the airports, and that's what it was like, sadly, for some of those people in Chicago who were stuck there, trying, in some cases, to head off to areas where they were going to go celebrate Father's Day. And then there was this other thing that happened where in Dayton, you had somebody say that there was a bomb on board a plane, a U.S. Airways plane that was going to Reagan International Airport or Reagan National Airport. And when the flight landed, the FBI ended up boarding the plane. It never even went to the gate, and the passengers were questioned. And, of course, there was nothing on the plane, thank goodness, and nobody was in harm's way. But when somebody comes up and says, oh, yeah, there's a bomb on this plane, that's going to set off a panic, which it might have certainly alarmed the pilots and the people who were aware of what was happening. But imagine the people, 44 of them on that flight, that was pulled aside where they were asked a bunch of questions by the FBI. You know, you just want to get in. And then all of a sudden, they're, where did you come? What, did you notice anything strange? All these questions about how they made their way to the airport, not really knowing what was happening. In the meantime, as I said, coast to coast and nooks and crannies in between, we have a lot of people listening to us in the great state of Missouri, and the people there, many of them, are playing that waiting game that some of the towns around the Mississippi River have gone through. And it's about whether or not a river is going to overflow, and the dams that are swollen with the swollen river, what's going to be opened up, and the fact that with temporary levees and people just trying to sandbag and do whatever they can, they have no other choice but then to be evacuated. So at the rate, sadly, that it was coming out in the Missouri Valley in Iowa, people had to bolt. They had to get out of the way, worried about what was going to happen with the water. And here we go, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. How many times have we talked about the Army Corps of Engineers recently because of the water problems? They increased water releases from a couple of dams, one above South Dakota's capital, above Pierre, and then the Big Bend Dam, some of you might be familiar with, just downstream from that, because of the heavy rains that are expected to hit this upcoming week. And downstream in northwest Missouri on Sunday, the water started to flow over the levees in a couple of different counties, Holt County being one of them, and that's a big stretch near Big Lake. So you had water flooding two highways and a couple of homes that were just, you know, swimming. They were swimming, and that's sad. A lot of farmland's been destroyed, and that's what's happening here. But they've been increasing the releases from the dams because they're trying to relieve these reservoirs that are just swollen by all that winter snow and then all the rain that they got in the spring. And how stressful is that with the threat of flooding just looming and you're not really quite sure whether you're going to make it out or not. You're not sure. But just to be on the safe side, in certain towns, they've got to evacuate because they can't take the chance that it overflows and you're stuck. And that's what's happened to too many people. In the meantime, in Mexico, it's the same old, same old. In Monterrey, I was reading about this, 22 people killed in a bunch of attacks there. And they had a shooting at a bar just hours after the World Cup. They had the under-17 World Cup that was going on. So as the FIFA tournament springs open, so does this disaster. And Monterrey, Mexico, and the closeness of Monterrey to where, you know, to an American border is very, very scary. It's one of the host cities for that under-17 football tournament. And they had a couple of matches over the weekend, France and Argentina, and I think the other one was Japan and Jamaica, if I'm not mistaken. So here you've got a place that supposedly had normally been considered a safe area until this drug violence has ratcheted up. You know, ever since Felipe Calderon declared war on drugs in his country since becoming president, it's gotten worse. You've got daylight shootings, grenade attacks, just pure fear and violence. And not just in Monterrey. I mean, all over Mexico. It's strangling the country bordering ours. 37,000 people since Calderon launched that crackdown back in 2006 have died in some sort of drug-related violence. And, you know, why do you care? For a couple of different reasons. For how closely this is tied to the U.S. And, of course, we had just had the thing with the guns that were going across the border. And supposedly the effort there was to be able to track the so-called straw guns to see where they were going. And unfortunately, that turned out to be a ridiculous mistake that the ATF is just all over themselves about. And this combines in with this hornet's nest in Mexico. Awful, awful stuff. We got some good stuff coming your way, though, next here on America Tonight. Hang with us for the buzz.
Can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at thyroidki.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com thyroidki.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. Lady America tonight. Well, everybody knows I have a dream car, but I haven't revealed what it is. So I thought, what a perfect time to do this when we've got the master of the automotive world, Bob Long, on with us. He's the host of Auto World, and you can check out autoworldradio.com. He talks about everything when it comes to cars, all kinds of things, selling new and used cars, looking at some of the hot, new, sexy machines that are coming out, pretty much everything and anything. Bob, thanks for spending some time on America Tonight.
Hey, Kate, it's an absolute pleasure to be here.
All right, do you have a dream car?
Oh, I've got a bunch. You know, I'm always playing fantasy lottery. If I win the lottery, I get to buy five cars. What are they going to be? So, you know, I love the unobtainable. I love the Ferraris and the Aston Martins, and I love the new Mercedes SLS. And, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to a ZR1 Corvette. I wouldn't be opposed to, oh, some of the ridiculously expensive supercars. I just love exotic cars and dream cars.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it's funny, you mentioned a couple that would make my list, and then you just hit it. You said Mercedes-Benz. Benz, the SLS AMG, unbelievable, this baby. You'd probably know more about the car than me. It goes 0 to 60 in like 3.5 seconds. It has those cool doors, that the gull wing doors that open up. And then somebody told me, you know, if this car were to be in an accident or flip over or whatever, they literally, they have, I guess, explosive charges. I thought they were kidding me. Explosive charges, that's right, that are hidden in the hinges. What does that do?
Exactly. It blows those gull wings off. and this is, inspired by the original gull wing, which came out in the 50s, the 300SL. So this is a modern interpretation of that as a nice, 6.3-liter normally aspirated engine, and it's actually a relative bargain because the car it replaces was called the SLR McLaren Mercedes, cost $400,000. This one you can have for a shad over $200,000, unless you want the convertible, which is upcoming. That's going to be a little bit more. So it's a bargain supercar.
Yeah, bargain, I like the way you said it. Yeah, I'm just waiting to win the lottery too, Bob. Bargain, sure. Now, if I win the lottery, I'm going to get my man, Matt Johnson, a car, and I think he'd be perfect in the Corvette ZR1. I love this puppy too, and it's not quite as expensive. And I don't, are Corvettes still pretty, is that the car that people still fantasize about too on a lower level, I guess?
Yeah, well, Corvettes have, you know, kind of snuck up a little bit in price over the years, but they've got something for everybody. I mean, there's a base one at 50, there's a Grand Sport at about 65, a 505 horsepower Z06 in the $70,000-$80,000 range, and then you go to the one we're going to get Matt here, the ZR1. This is the most powerful engine ever put in a production General Motors vehicle. It's 630 horsepower, do 0 to 60 in the threes. It will do over 200 miles an hour, carbon fiber pieces on it. The paint alone on that car, you know, costs a couple of $1,000 a gallon, and it's about $120,000. So another bargain.
Yeah, I like that, another bargain. Hey, I know you've spent time with Jay Leno, and he's I had a chance to meet him one time, and he's a huge car fanatic, a huge car nut. What does he have in his garage? What are his bevy of beauties? What does he have?
Jay Leno has a real eclectic collection of not only cars but motorcycles, but it runs the gamut. I mean, Jay has a fondness for weird stuff. He's got steam-powered vehicles. He's got electric vehicles. He's got fire engines. You know, he's got muscle cars. He loves some of the old classics like Duesenbergs and old Bentleys, but he has modern-day cars, too, kind of the hallmark of 90s supercars, the McLaren F1, which cost $1 million back then. Nowadays, on the used market, they're about $4 million. Jay has one of those. He's got an SLS, I'll tell you that. He does not have the world's most expensive car, which is the Bugatti Veyron, which is a 16-cylinder, 4-turbocharged beast of a vehicle that will go more than 260 miles an hour. Cost you $2.3 million. He does not have one of those, but he's got just about everything else that you can imagine, and including a lot of custom built stuff. I know he's got a vehicle that General Motors did for him with one of his older vehicles. It's an old Oldsmobile Toronado, and they put modern day Corvette mechanicals under the hood, so it's a screamer. Jay's amazing.
Are dream cars, do you think, Bob, mostly what men, men fantasize about cars more than women, or no, that's kind of, we're kind of bridging that gender gap thing?
Yeah, I would say, you know, if you probably averaged it out, probably more men do fantasize about these dream cars than women. But certainly if you get into the Hollywood set, the acting and the musical artists, I mean, a lot of these folks that have the means to have these kind of cars, you know, it's almost like a piece of jewelry for them. They've got to have it. But I think it's universal. Everybody has a dream car, even if it's sometimes I'll ask people on my program, you know, what would you love to own? And some of them will say, you know, a high-end Ford F-150 pickup truck. It just all depends on what floats your boat. But interesting that we're seeing a little bit of hybrid technology meld into the supercar realm. Porsche is introducing this car for 2013. It's called the 918 Spyder. And it combines a 500-horsepower V8 engine with 4 electric motors at each wheel. And when it's in electric mode, it actually gets about 99 miles to the gallon. But when it's in full-out performance mode, the two combinations, the 500-horsepower plus about 250-horsepower from the electric, you end up with a 750-horsepower vehicle, which is amazing. And Jag has an absolutely drop-dead gorgeous car. It's called the X75. They're only going to make about 100 of them a year, and it too will meld technology with a normal gasoline engine and electric wheels. The Porsche is $845,000 and the Jag is $700,000. So get in line. They're not going to make that many.
I love that. So for all the people that are listening to us right now, just like, oh, you're depressing me. You mentioned this. Rock stars and people in the movie industry, because they make big salaries, like they can afford it. Like you, I love the way you described it. It's like a piece of jewelry. So are we seeing a lot of these cars mostly on the West Coast? Or no, you can see them in other places, but the bulk is on the West Coast.
Yeah, a lot in California. Certainly when it comes to athletes, anywhere in the country. The problem is, you know, the hockey players and the baseball players can fit into a lot of these supercars, but the basketball players and the football players can't. I know Shaquille O'Neal actually had a stretch version of a Lamborghini done for him because he just simply could not fit behind the wheel. So he went to the extra added expense over the Lamborghini, which was already, you know, $350,000. He had to pay a couple of extra $100,000 to have somebody make a customized stretch version for him.
Yeah. The, you know, it's funny, I was just in California a couple of months ago, and one thing I did notice, and this is not one of these big, expensive dream cars, but I noticed a lot of young, good-looking guys, it just happened to be, as I was looking on the 101, were driving those Chevrolets, the Camaros, that you see on Hawaii Five-O. And somebody in L.A. told me, well, of course, this is Hollywood, and Hawaii Five-O is popular. A lot of young people watch it, and so that's what they're getting.
It's true, and the Camaro's been a huge hit for Chevrolet, you know, coming back after an absence. They've had a lot of what they call conquest buyers, people that never would have bought a Chevy product, let alone a Camaro, get into the Camaro. So that's been a big hit. And, of course, all the muscle cars, these modern-day incarnations of the Mustang, the GT, the upcoming Boss, the Shelby GT500, the Dodge Challenger, which looks like it stepped out of 1971. The SRT8 variant is the hottest one there. 470 horsepower, 450 pound-feet of torque, you know, with all the luxury and convenience features, about 25 miles to the gallon. It's a golden age of vehicles. It really is, Kate.
Yeah, no kidding. And some of these hot cars, will you think you'll ever, well, you look at the engines, will you ever see these be electric cars?
Well, as a matter of fact, the SLS, they're going to make an E version, an all-electric version of that. It's probably going to be about $500,000. Fisker is a gentleman. Henrik Fisker used to be head designer for Aston Martin, and he has his own company. It's called Fisker Automotive, F-I-S-K-E-R. And he has a very beautifully styled sedan called the Karma, which is an electric vehicle with a gasoline backup power plant. That's a beautiful car. It's only about $80,000.
Yeah. Gee, only $80,000. Yeah, nothing. All right, America Tonight listeners, what are your dream cars? 800-259-5791. Always a pleasure to chat with you, my friend, Bob Long from Auto World. Check him out, autoworldradio.com. Thanks so much, Bob.
Thank you, Kate. You're the best.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. You know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Do you have a dream car in mind? When you put your head on the pillow at night and finally crash, is there a car you're dreaming about? I bet you you've got a car in mind. I said mine was that Mercedes-Benz SLS that we just talked about. It has those crazy gull wings. And then finding out that if the car flips over, that the explosive charges that are in the hinges blow the doors off, I thought was just really a cool thing. It wouldn't be cool to have that happen to the car. But the fact that it goes 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds, and just the look of the car, it doesn't really even look like a Mercedes. I mean, I guess it does in a sense, but then with the gull wings. And there are a slew of other cars that I would point to. Even I'm a little bit of a Corvette person. We were going back and forth there talking about the Corvette, and I said Matt Johnson, that would be the car that I would get him. I mean, it is a super, super car. It is what they describe as a fire-breathing beast in some of the articles that I've read about it, but yeah, everybody has one. I mean, I know that all of you listening have some car, and it doesn't necessarily have to be one of these big, sexy machines that we're talking about. It could be just something else. Maybe it is some kind of a truck. Maybe it is something that isn't along the lines of a Lexus or a Mercedes or a Jag. So I thought we'd have a little fun and open it up. 800-259-5791, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You know my ride. What's your ride? Matt, if you could have any car, and money isn't an object, you could have any car, what would your car be?
I mean, when I dream about getting a car, and I know you said money's no object, but I want to keep it in a little bit of perspective. And so, you know, like the Bugatti, like I'm not going to spend $2 million on a car. But I always thought it would be really cool to own a DeLorean because it's the time machine.
Yeah.
And I've always really liked, ever since I was a little kid, I've always loved the 57 Chev with the big tail fins on it. And I think another old kind of classic car, and it's actually on the show Entourage, it's a 65 Continental with the suicide doors. So I think those are my three, where maybe instead of getting one awesome, you know, $300,000 car, I'd maybe get those three cars.
All right, that's pretty good. I like the Entourage car, too, by the way, and it's in black. I like the
right.
way that looks.
And
it's cool, and it's a convertible.
Doors. Yep.
I like the convertible. I'm a convertible person, too. I think it's interesting because I've never really driven a convertible. The time that we took the show to Hawaii, everybody on the island, they have different cars. You can tell everybody has rental cars because every year, I guess, it's a different kind of rental car. And the Sebring was really big, so you'd be driving around the island, and you'd go to a grocery store, you'd go somewhere, and you'd see all these Sebrings lined up, and you just had to remember what color yours was. Well, it was a convertible, and I liked it, except for that, boy, and I have long hair. Your hair's a mess when you get out of that thing, even when you're not driving that fast. So then I thought, well, what about the hassle with the up and the down? But I still have to say, I liked driving a convertible, so I would kind of lean toward a convertible, too, if I had other choices. Now, there was a car that Bob mentioned. Maybe some of you have a facsimile of this, or this would be your dream car, and it wouldn't really break the bank if you had a decent payday, like if you won a small token lottery, or you were out at the Indian casino gambling and you got lucky on the slot machines. The Ford Shelby GT 500. I think he said the GT 500, but I've seen that one. And that's like, you know, you could probably get that for 40 something, you know, 47, maybe even less than that. And that is a sweet looking car too. I like that car. That's a good looking car. And I read in some magazine when I was looking at cars that the way they described it is that the Mustang's engine is like the roar of God. It's like the roar of God. It's a beautiful looking car. I mean, just beautiful. You know, here's the thing. You look at these possibilities of cars, like I'm thinking, I guess if money's no object, it's a whole different deal. But if you're driving around a Lamborghini or you're driving around one of these other cars that are costing you an arm and a leg, how worried are you about getting any kind of a scratch or a dent or anything in that car? Let's face it, we're going to tool around and take it to the mall? Are you going to take your girlfriend or your wife in your Lamborghini to the mall? And where are you parking the car that you're not afraid someone's going to fling open their door and slam into a your fancy ride? I guess you have to have the money to pony up and valet everywhere you go for fear of that, what would happen to it. I would be scared to death, actually, now that I think of it, that somebody would do the door ding thing to me.
Well, then you got to be the guy that no one likes and double park it.
Oh, no. Then somebody, there's a thing, folks, and I know you all know what it's called. It's called keying a car.
Yep.
Oh, and if you've ever had a car keyed, now, I'm a good driver, and I don't do that nonsense with the parking. So I've never had anyone key my car, but I have seen cars when I've gone by them that have that scrape down the side, and you know it's been keyed.
But if you got a really an old classic car, something like that, and you double park it, I totally understand that. But I hate these other jerks who just think they're kind of above it all, and they'll take, whatever, I don't know, what, like their Toyota Camry, and they're double parking that so they don't get a door ding. You know,
that's bad.
That's asking for it. Karma will catch up with you.
That is. You know what they say about karma, and if you do have a ride like Matt just described and you're doing that, and how many people have Camrys, you are just playing the lottery with the fact that you're probably going to get dinged. Or if you're not lucky, if you're even the luck is worse, you'll get that crazy key thing where someone keys the car. You know, it's interesting. If you go to the website americatonight.net, and I said you could call or send me an email too, americatonight.net. I know a lot of you third shifters that like to listen to the show on Sunday don't want to get fired, so you often send emails. You can go ahead and send me the email. I know I'm going to get a bunch of email on this. Or you can jingle the numbers 800-259-5791. So if you go to the website, americatonight.net, you can see me. I'm actually waving to you, the miracle of the webcam and pal talk. And Jack from Down Under says, how about, he's saying I could buy it for him, a Shelby Cobra KR500 Super Snake with the 800 horsepower supercharged engine. Thus my point that all men have a dream car, and you even know the full description of whatever the engine is, whatever the horsepower is. And that's part of it. I think part of it is really having something that has what I call a lot of guts, a lot of pickup. When you say 0 to 60 in like 3.5 miles, 3.5 seconds, excuse me, that's like when you're in California where a lot of these cars are and you have that horrific traffic and you go to switch lanes and you have that instant pickup. So there's a little slot. Boom, you're in the slot because you can easily shift over. And I guarantee these cars with this great pickup, that's exactly what's happening there. Because how many places are you getting to open up the car? Where are you getting to really feel the full throttle of the horsepower of some of these sweet machines that we've talked about where you're not going to get busted? Where, you know, how are you explaining that to a cop? You see, I have this sweet ride, and, you know, this thing goes this fast, and I haven't been able to open up the beast. So I decided on the way to Palm Springs from Los Angeles, there wasn't very much traffic, and I was going to open it up. Or on the way from L.A. to Las Vegas, a lot of open road there. Now, many people listening, you're part of my beloved flyover states, you know you have those back roads, and you probably know where you could get away with that, the more open country area. And that's, we used to ride motorcycles, and that's what would happen, where we would be able to open it up, maybe in New Mexico, for example. I can think of some great highway, stretches of highway there, where you would probably have zero chance of getting nabbed for speeding, and that's what we would do. We knew where the stretches were, where you wouldn't have traffic, and you're not endangering anybody except for yourself. A little bit different on a motorcycle. However, same thing applies to the car. So I thought it's interesting because I really believe that the dream machine exists for a lot of people, that it's just some of us are car crazy, even if we don't right now own anything particularly what I would call sexy, but you have a reliable kind of car. Because for most of us, it's really about reliability. But if you had the choice of having several cars and you had a garage where you could have a couple of different things, you know, imagine you've got a Ferrari in that garage. Imagine that. Imagine 3.3 seconds, 0 to 60. Horsepower, 562. If you have the Ferrari 458 Italia. And that's a pretty, pretty awesome looking car, too. But in red and in the wrong kind of traffic, oh, you are just asking. You are raising your hand. Please, please give me a ticket. All right, coming up on the flip side, odds and ends. We'll be right back.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile, and our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From hour one, we started off talking about Mother Nature. Here it was Father's Day. Happy belated Father's Day to all of you fathers out there. I hope you got to spend it with children or got phone calls, e-cards, or had at least some semblance of a Father's Day. Very, very important, I think, to recognize the men in so many people's lives. For me, my father was killed when I was young, when I was eight, but I had someone in my life who was exactly like a father, who paid so much attention to me and was there for me always, and he knows who he is, HR, and just a wonderful influence on my life, and I'm sure all of you, or at least I hope a big chunk of you, had the experience of having somebody in your life to take you to the game, to give you a few lessons on what to look out for, some of the potholes that you might hit in life. I can only hope that you had those kind of experiences, or if you didn't, that you're passing them on to your own children. So happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. So we started off the hour talking about Mother Nature. an unmasculine thing. The Arizona fires, jumping the highways, hitting the canyons, the evacuations in New Mexico and Arizona, how sad that is because of the winds. The winds have wreaked havoc there. And also the Missouri River and the fact that some of the levees have burst open, of course, and had to be pushed open, and the evacuations there as a result of it. So we move to a couple of other things that make what I call odds and ends, something that might have happened that you didn't see while you were sleeping or enjoying time with your family. And one of the things that happened over the weekend that was interesting, if you're keeping track of what's going on with the Republicans, the fact that you started off the week having a debate, or more like a town hall. It was more like a town hall, more like that kind of a discussion. And there was no firing back and forth on each other, just on Obama. Well, Texas Congressman Ron Paul captured 40% of the vote at a Republican conference over the weekend, a straw poll vote in New Orleans. And this is after losing by just one vote to Mitt Romney last year. So think about that. Runs away with it, 40% this year. The audience went crazy for Ron Paul, at least a big chunk of them anyway. And so there were supporters there for him, and there were some detractors, because Mitt Romney has become the favorite so far, which I don't understand. I understand from people thinking the business side of things, but I don't think Mitt Romney is a guy, honestly, who can knock off Barack Obama. So Mitt Romney, who didn't go to the conference, got 5% of the vote. Michelle Bachmann ended up with 13%. Herman Cain, 7%. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, who's had a terrible couple of weeks, got 5% of the vote. And Sarah Palin, who's not even in the race, gets 3% of the vote. What's interesting is the fact that, hey, Paul got 40% of the vote. How about that? He's got a massive following. There are a lot of people who really like the ideas of Ron Paul. And I've said this before. There are some things that Ron Paul has talked about that I think are so dead on the money. And when you think of money and the Federal Reserve and the problems that we keep coming back to, that's one of his things. And that's where Ron Paul is head and shoulders above everyone else. And also because Ron Paul says, forget Afghanistan, forget Libya, forget all of that, because we cannot afford financially to continue to give all this foreign aid. We can't do it. We're killing ourselves, literally. And he wasn't afraid to cut through the clutter and say that, because that's kind of risky. I like that about Ron Paul, too. So he had the crowd there. This is a straw poll at a Republican conference. And all these things start to add up and matter. And it's just fascinating that Romney, who's considered to be the front runner, only got 5%. 5%. And then there's talk also, too, that Rick Perry, the Texas governor, is considering a presidential run. And he was out talking, and he was out at this conference, and he was taking jabs at Obama, and he talked about conservative core principles, and he called for voters to be ready to elect Republican leaders and whatnot. And during his speech, people were screaming, run, Rick, run. But, boy, Rick Perry is not the guy to run either. Maybe as a second guy on a ticket, but he's not the right guy to take this either and go up against Obama. Tomas is listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Well, okay, it's funny because I was just going to ask about you and Governor Perry. You've lived in Texas for how long now?
On and off for about 10 years.
So what is your positives and your negatives on?
I don't think Rick Perry's the guy to do it at all. I think he, with the state of Texas, remember, he's the one who wanted to secede. you know, basically seed from the union, oh, we're sick of this, blah, blah, blah. I don't think, while Texas, while some of the things that he's done for Texas have been okay, lately he's in the middle of what everybody else is in the middle of. What do you do with education and what about the cuts and whatnot? Rick Perry just, to me, does not have enough juice, I think, to beat Obama. I don't think he got some national buzz over that, Texas is going to secede because we're sick of what's happening with the federal government. And he is all about smaller government. But I don't think he could beat Obama. So, no, I don't think he's the right guy.
Well, I saw him speak, and I was impressed. The guy that I really like and is not running is Alan West, Colonel West.
Oh, I like West, too. I like him a lot, yeah.
Yeah, he knows how to speak right yep. to the point there, and he doesn't have a problem speaking either, you know.
No.
So that Arab guy tried to say that the Quran was all about, you know, love, and he just
yeah.
tore him up. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, if you don't like Perry, that's got to count for something then, because you just lived there during his reign.
No, and he was the second, you know what, he was considered the weaker link to Bush. I mean, Bush was the guy who got elected, and he was like the backup guy. He, you know, and granted, he was the lieutenant governor and then became governor, but he's not the guy to lead the nation. He's not. I mean, some of what he's done in Texas has been okay, but I don't think he's on the
national
level.
Well, give me something bad then, because the first thing you said when I said Rick Perry, you said, So, could you describe the
Well, I don't think he's a I don't think he's a uniter. I don't think he's. I think he's. You know, he stands for conservative kind of principles. But like he did something where there were problems in Texas with the wildfires, and his solution was we'll just pray about it for a day. There's nothing wrong with prayer and say, boo, we got our fingers crossed and say your prayers. But that's the way he set that up, I thought. And that was his answer. That was what he came back with when the fires were raging out of control. Now, granted, things were done. I'm not saying that nothing was done. But I don't think he's the right guy. I just don't think he's the guy.
All right, well, that's got to count for something. And thank you very much.
I'm not giving you enough.
We'll talk later, and happy Father's Day to all the guys out there.
Absolutely. You know, it was on Father's Day back in '88 that Ronald Reagan said, "Children, vulnerable and dependent, desperately need security, and it has ever been a duty and a joy of fatherhood to offer it. Being a father requires strength and more than a little courage to preserve, to fight discouragement, and to keep working for the family. So keep persevering."